Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Measure. What God planted in you, not in somebody else, but what He planted in you. Put your hand on your chest right now. Say this with me. Everything sown in my life by divine design shall multiply. I carry the mantle of a hundredfold, the mantle of divine increase. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Now, I want you to do one thing. You're going to stand up for this one. This is a divine decree to you. You're going to need a little bit of space. Take little steps so you don't step on nobody's shoes. Mess up they shine. We're going to take three steps. So these three steps, I want you to step forward three times. I want you to declare, I step forth. Take one small step. I step forth from the 30-fold. I step forth. Take another step into the 60-fold. Take one more step, and I step forth into the 100-fold. Fullness, fruitfulness, and divine favor. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. 30, 60, 100-fold. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody shout 100-fold. Say it again, 100-fold. One more time, 100-fold. Amen. Amen. 100-fold. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I see the gate opening up wide. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. The gate of your mind, the gate of your thoughts is opening to the 100-fold. Hallelujah. Be seated. I ain't through with you yet. Got some more doctoring to do. Give me 2 Kings chapter 7. 2 Kings chapter 7. I'll give you a biblical example too. You're going from famine to overflow. I'm going to say it again. You are going from famine to overflow. These prophetic words I'm speaking this morning are breaking up the siege, breaking up the gates, breaking up the bondages, breaking up the yokes, breaking off the limitations, breaking off the fear, breaking off the dread, breaking off the hindrance, breaking off the distractions. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Second Kings chapter 7, verse 1. Then Elisha said, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, tomorrow. Somebody say tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Not next year. Not next week. Not Thanksgiving. Not when Christmas rolls around. Not when the check comes in. Somebody shout tomorrow. I prophesy to you today, tomorrow, by this time, something's gonna have shifted. I said something is shifting in your favor, on your behalf, because of who you are and the God you serve. I said something is shifting. Something is turning around. Something's moving out of the way. Somebody can't sleep. Hallelujah. Get it back up for me. By this time tomorrow, shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel?
Yes, sir.
2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria. Stop right there. God, listen, understand some. God is exacting. He told me exactly what it was going to cost. What it was going to be sold for tomorrow. He didn't just tell him, I'm going to bless you. He said, no, this is what is a shekel. Of da-da-da-da. This is going to be sold for a shekel. And this... I dare you to listen closely to the Spirit of God. God don't just throw stuff out. He's exacting. He's precise. I don't advise you when God talks to you like that, don't tell people. They'll get you mixed up. Did God say 10 or 11? You know, 8 is a Bible number. Hold on to it. Hold it in there. Let him prove himself to you. Then go on the mountaintop and declare it.
Amen.
Get that back up for me. Tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel. 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria. Then the Lord on whose hand the king leaned answered the man of God and said, you see, right after prophecy is released, there's the devil in high places. The king leaning on him. That don't mean a thing. I don't care what position they hold, what they look like, how much money they got, what their influence is, what they own, what they can do. Don't you know I can have you crucified? Jesus said, yeah, but you would have no power over me except my Father give it to you. You ain't doing nothing but what my Father tells you to do. Amen. Get it back up. Then a Lord on whose hand the king leaned answered the man of God and said, behold, if the Lord will make windows in heaven, might this thing be? He's mocking. And he said, behold, you shall see it with your eyes, but you ain't gonna eat of it. Elisha told him, you're gonna see it with your doubting self. Unbelief, you spirit of doubt, you spirit of fear, you spirit of lack, you spirit of oppression, you gonna see it, but you're not gonna partake of it. Your enemy's gonna see you rise, but they ain't gonna rise. I said, the very ones that sought to keep you down gonna see you rise. But they ain't gonna rise. You gonna rise. I said, you gonna be the one that rises. They'll see you. They'll watch you rise. The very ones that threw you in the pit gonna come and have to bow to you. Come and have to apologize to you. Amen. The very ones that sought to destroy you are going to watch God raise you up. Amen. Elisha released a word of abundance that was humanly impossible. Humanly, it was impossible. 3.5 years of famine. It was so sore that people were eating their babies. Eating donkey heads and dove's dung. It was bad. But yet a prophetic word was released. Tell somebody right now, I don't care how bad it is. The word is released.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us. From the troposphere to the stratosphere, Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.restlifefl.com. That's www.restlifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.
He can do everything that you and I can do and do it better. But there's one thing God wants from you that nobody else can do for God in your place. There's one thing that God wants from you that nobody else can do but you. And that is for you to love Him, praise Him, adore Him, worship Him, and make that the ultimate in your life.
Christians often struggle to find God's will for their lives. While He can call us to do many things, there is one singular purpose for every believer in Jesus Christ. Today on In Touch, the teaching ministry of Dr. Charles Stanley, we continue the series looking at the biblical view of worship to help us clarify what our lives should really be all about.
We're in the series on worship, and tonight, God's great purpose. So Revelation chapter 4, and if you look in the first verse, if you will,